Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 25. This chapter has 22 psukim in it. This parak was written in accordance to the Aleph Beis. In other words, every verse starts with the next letter of the Aleph Beis. It's brought down any chapter that was said in accordance to the Aleph Beis is considered extra special. Also, Sfardim have the custom to say this parak after the Shemona Esrei for Nefilas Apayim known as Tachnun. They lower their heads and lean on their arms while saying this. Interestingly enough, the letters of Beis Vav and Kuf aren't written at the beginning of any of the Psukim. Radak says he doesn't know why these three letters are missing from the heads of the Psukim. The Meiri notes, David did not intentionally leave out these letters. Rather, he wrote down this parak as he prophetically received it. However, the Abu Draham explains, the three letters of Beis Vav and Kuf spell out the word book, which means empty. David chose to leave out these three letters because this chapter relates how anyone can do tshuva and come close to Hashem. So he didn't want to put a hint to the word empty, implying that God would return you empty-handed. Alternatively, Rav Chaim Vital explains, in the Priyei Tzchaim Shar Nefilas Apayim, Beis Vav and Kuf have the numerical value as Gehenim, which is purgatory, 98, because the person who says this parak will not see the fire Gehenim. In place of the letters Beis Vav and Kuf, the letters of Aleph, Resh, and Fe are doubled. These letters combine to create the word Erpa, meaning I will heal, as if to say God will heal your wounds from what you're struggling with. Now let's move on to the actual parak. In this parak, David opens his heart up to God and pleads with God to draw him close. David points his heart towards God and asks not to be shamed by his enemies. David tells God, "Let me know your ways. Show me the right path. Please don't recall the sins of my youth." David continues to affirm his unwavering belief in God's goodness, how God wants people to succeed in life, and certainly someone who sincerely wants to know God in truth will be shown the divine light. We also continue to get a glimpse into David's intimate relationship with the Almighty. "My eyes are always turned toward you. Turn to me. Have mercy on me. Look at how much I've been tortured. Forgive me for all my sins and protect my soul, because I'm hopeful for you." The first pasuk in this parak reads as follows: "L'David Elecha Adonai Nafshi Esa, of David, to you, God, I lift my soul." For starters, this psalm just opens with the words "L'David," of David. The Alchech HaKadosh notes, any psalm that starts with just "L'David" and no other accolade means David was speaking as his simple self and not as the king of Yisrael. Perhaps you can say the reason for this over here is this parak is about tshuva. When it comes to doing tshuva, a person needs to approach God with great simplicity, not to pretend there's something they're not. Therefore, David chose to write this parak as his ordinary self and not as the king of Yisrael, as a way to humble himself before the Creator. Back to what we just mentioned earlier about this parak being said in conjunction with the Aleph Beis. The Ramad Wali explains Al Pi Kabbalah on the words, "To you, God, I lift my soul," is referring to the clarifying and uplifting of the Netzotos HaKadosha, sparks of holiness, that fell between the Klipas, husks of impurity. Which explains why this parak was said over the Aleph Beis. Because David was speaking in an all-encompassing and general manner about raising the sparks of holiness up, as the Aleph Beis is always a general reference to the entire creation. This is what it says in the first pasuk of the Torah, "Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'eis haaretz." In the beginning, God created es, which is spelled aleph through aleph suf, which means God created all the letters of the Aleph Beis aleph through suf. As the Sefer Tanya and others explain, God created the world utilizing the letters of the Aleph Beis. This also explains the customs that many have to lean on their arms when saying this during davening, because lowering your body represents the going down into the klipas, husks of impurity, to raise up the sparks of holiness that are contained there. The leaning down on the arm also represents and contains the secrets of tshuva, that every yirida is for the purpose of aliyah, every descent is for the purpose of ascent, which is also represented by God creating the world, because Hashem was yored himself, lowered himself, so to speak, by constricting his presence to allow for creation to take place. Because every Yerida is for the purpose of Aliyah. Therefore, when we say this parak, let us simply have in mind for God to draw us close, and to have simple emunah that even when we mess up, it's part of God's plan. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.